You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance. It happens by design. Let's dig in. If your sales feel way too unpredictable, you're completely exhausted by the whole sales cycle, and your sales are way, way, way too dependent on you, chances are your problems started way before you ever started marketing. Let's discuss. I was talking with some business owners today about profit in their business and building the profit side of your business and giving your money, every dollar that comes into your business, a job to do. And the way that you do that is by creating systems. You put systems in place so that you can be replicatable. Everything that you do can be repeated. It can be done by someone other than you. And you really need to have these kinds of systems in your business on the money side. And the same thing is true when it comes to your marketing, because weak foundations in your marketing create inconsistent revenue. So, you know, I talk about the seven pillars of profit, and one of those pillars is your marketing. And you need to have a firm foundation, really clear systems in place in your marketing if you want it to be effective. If you want to have a profitable business, you need to tell your money where to go. If you want to have profitable and successful marketing that converts and that has people coming into you, your ideal clients responding to you and coming to you to do business with you, you must have systems in place. And systems go beyond when we're talking about marketing, we're talking about the mechanics, right? Sometimes in systems, they're just mechanical systems that we put in place. But when we're talking about marketing, it actually goes far beyond that. And the first piece of information that you really need to have really clear is your messaging. You need to have really clear message. Now, you can say, hey, I have really clear messaging. I know what I do. I tell people what I do. They should be able to understand it and come in and do business with me. But if you are using marketing language, if you are using tools and processes that are not being received by your ideal clients, either your ideal client is not in that space, maybe you are reaching out to people on Facebook and your ideal client is on LinkedIn or vice versa, you need to make sure that you are in the right place to give that marketing message, and they have to be able to understand it. There is a different language between what we do in our businesses and what our customers and clients understand. So if we are talking to them from our perspective, we're telling them, this is what I do. This is how I do it. This is why I'm so good at it. I'm very experienced. I've been doing it for a long time. It's state of the art. I have the best of the best. All these things that we think of are value driven for us, what we have done and built in our business that we are proud of, that we want people to know how hard we've worked and how much we've put together the hours to become an expert, all of the things that we have created in our businesses to allow us to say, yes, I'm the best person to do your work for you. So if your messaging is starting at that place, you're actually not going to reach your ideal customers as often as you should, because you're talking to them in a foreign language. I once had an employee who was really, really, really good at what he did. He was brilliant. And he was a very technical person. And he loved the technology and he loved the language of the technology. And he would talk to customers in that technological language when they would come in. And so there was a little bit of a disconnect, and he wasn't getting customers to respond in the way that he wanted them to respond because he was speaking the wrong language. And so I had to take him aside in this particular industry. There's a lot of technology, and it's technology that the people that do it love. It's all those, numbers and ratios and aspects and all that cool stuff. But the client's not coming in because of those things. At least 90% of your clients are not coming in. You will find those people who are as excited about your jargon, about your particular industry as you are, but they're not everybody. Not everyone is coming in with that catalog of language. So it's very important that when you are reaching out to your clients, that you are meeting them where they are. If you are giving them a product, you need to not tell them just what the product does and how it's made and how much quality goes into it. You also need to explain to them how that product meets their need, solves the problem that they're having, that for which they are looking for a solution. Because remember, you sales is about you have a solution over here that you need to match up with a problem that your customer has. And if your solution matches their problem and they can go to you and get that resolved, then they are going to do business with you most more than likely. So it's really important that one of the pieces of foundation is actually understanding how to talk to your clients, how to speak the language they're speaking. And for the employee that I had, I said to him, maybe talk to the clients as if you're talking to your grandmother. Your grandmother doesn't have the level of expertise and technical knowledge. So how would you explain what you do to your grandmother? So that was helpful for him to get a perspective of, oh, I'm speaking at this level, but my grandmother doesn't understand any of that. So I need to turn my languaging to speak at the level that my customer understands. So you have to be very, very clear about your messaging. And one of the really powerful ways that we can identify this is by learning what your customer says, meeting your customer in that moment of the conversation that's already going on in their head. What is that problem that they're trying to solve? And what words are they using to describe that problem and to illustrate what the solution would look like for them? Sometimes they don't have the solution. They always know what the problem is, and they always know that it's in their own words. So as a business owner, it's really critical for us to step out of our role and look at our business, look at the solutions we're providing, and find that language that your customers are already using. When you speak their language, then you have broken down the communication wall and they can clearly hear what it is you're trying to say to them. Another area that business owners struggle with is in offer positioning. How are you describing what your solution is going to do in a way that your client is going to identify with that? Now, sometimes your clients are going to find you because they're looking for you, right? I have a problem and I'm going to go and I'm going to ask my computer, where can I get this problem solved? Who has my solution? And they're looking for it from the perspective of, this is the problem I need solved right away. Or this is something that's going on for me now, and I'm shopping, right? So you want to meet them in the shopping area, in that shopping time frame, with the correct messaging. Now, at any given time, more than 80% of the people who see your message are not ready to buy. When your message hits somebody who is ready to buy, they will move very quickly. However, When your message hits someone who is not ready to buy, that does not mean that your message didn't get to them or that they didn't identify with that solution that you're providing. However, the timing might not be correct. So you still want to be really clear about what you're doing, and you want to position your offer to be the solution that they need, even if it's not the right time now. Because adults need to hear information repeatedly over and over 7 times before they're ready to move on something. So you need to position yourself as the solution to the problem that they have, even if they're not quite ready to buy yet. And I think for business owners, it's important to realize that statistic because sometimes we do things and we're like, well, nobody responded. Nobody bought the thing that I'm doing. Nobody clicked on my ad. Nobody called. Nobody took the action I want them to take. Because even though you have the solution that they need, it might not be the right time for them. So you have to be aware of the fact that your message is going to hit at a time maybe they are just collecting information or they've just become aware of the problem and they're not quite ready to buy. However, if your message is clear, they will remember who you are, and when they are ready, they will reach back out to you. So you want to be, you want to have a very clear message, and you want to position it where they can see it over and over and over again. Another piece of that is a little bit weak in your business on the marketing side that can cause the sales to be stalled and cause you to be frustrated and overwhelmed with all of the unpredictability of your sales process is that you have not taken care of the client experience, the client journey. How are they encountering you? When they encounter you, what is going to happen next? How are you communicating with them? Are you communicating with them in a clear fashion? Are you communicating with them infrequently? Are you communicating with them with incomplete information or too much information? Like, what is that client journey and what is that client experience? Because it's very critical for your business for you to have continuity when it comes to the client experience. There are lots of studies and statistics that show that if you have the client experience dialed up and they really are responding well to interacting with you as a business, they're more likely to come back, tell their friends, and to keep doing business with you. The key, though, is continuity of that quality. So if they experience really good quality with you the first time they contact you, and then the next time they experience a lower quality interaction, then that will erode the trust that you're building with them. So you want to be consistent with that client experience. Client experience is the number one reason why people stop doing business with companies. It is the number one reason. And I will tell you this, a lot of people who have a quote unquote bad experience with you, even if you didn't think it was a bad experience on your side, you feel like you did everything right. If they feel like they've had a bad experience, they'll leave. They will not tell you, and they will tell their friends. So, creating a client experience for your customers, every time they come in, they're greeted. Every time they email, they get this kind of a response. Every time they buy something, they get an extra sticker or something. And every time they get that, if you're giving out stickers and then the next time they don't get a sticker and they're like, well, they didn't give me a sticker, I'm not going to go back there and do business with them again. And it is absolutely ridiculous. Like, how could they not come back because they didn't get a sticker? But you've set an expectation now, and when they come back again, they have that level of expectation. So being really having continuity and systems in that client journey, in that client experience, is really, really critical. So if you are missing this piece of your of the marketing, it's going to cause the unpredictability, the exhaustingness, the fact that you have to push and push and push to get someone to do business with you because the client journey has not been clearly identified and systems put in place for that journey. And And this is actually something that we talked in my profit class today. I did a master class, Raise Your Revenue master class. And that is systems need to be in place before you grow and scale. So what I mean by that is if you are running a business and most businesses started this way, right? You start your business, you want to do this, you have a goal, you know what you're selling, and you do that thing, and then you solve that problem, and then there's another problem that comes up, and you solve that problem, and you just keep solving problems and filling in things as they are needed. Then, whenever you build your business this way, and it's a very valid way to build a business. However, when you build your business this way, it creates gaps and weaknesses in the foundation. Your systems aren't there. So, what you're actually doing is running a business without a firm foundation, like, the three little pigs. You've got the house of straw and the house of sticks. Those are not very firm buildings. And whenever the big bad wolf comes, he's going to blow those houses down, right? So when you have your building your business on sticks and straw, when you are running a business with a chaotic structure underneath, as you grow, as you sell more, as more clients come to you, and the bigger you get, the bigger those weaknesses, those gaps will become in your business. So as you're growing on one side, you're actually creating even bigger cracks and weaknesses, which is making your foundation even more unstable. So you need to have the systems in place before you start scaling. So when you are doing your marketing, when you are reaching out to people, when you are telling people, here's how I can solve your problem, and you're talking to them and telling them this is your solution, before you even open your mouth, you need to make sure that these foundational pieces are in place, that you have them locked in so that your messaging and your marketing will resonate. And people will go, oh, that's what I need. That's the solution that I need. Oh, Sharon is going to solve my problem. I trust her. She's speaking my language. She sees me. She hears me because. And every time I do business with her, I have the same experience. I understand what she's saying to me, and she's speaking my language. Everything that I do is easy. It's easy to do business with her. It's easy to get the answers that I need, and it's easy to get the solution to my problem. So all of these things are actually building trust in you, in your business, in the solution that you're creating for people. When you build your foundations, when you have these pieces in place, you are clear. You have excellent positioning. Your client journey, the client experience is excellent. And you have these systems in place before you start trying to scale. Then your sales become more predictable. You are not exhausted, but you are energized when you're going out and getting these sales and people are doing business with you. And systems, the correct systems at the right time in the right place in your business actually free you up so that you're not the one who is completely doing everything. You've set things up in such a way that you have that flywheel going and it's building its own momentum. And the momentum that flywheel builds is built on the systems that you have created in your business. So think about your business this week. Look at where are the weaknesses in your marketing that started long before you began to write words, long before you started putting messaging out. Did you understand the language that you should be speaking, which is the language that your customers understand, not necessarily the language of your expertise? Did you get really clear about what it is you're offering and how that's going to solve their problem and create the correct expectations? Expectations are the biggest landmine in dealing with customers because you will say something and you will say it very clearly, and they will hear something else because they're solving their own problem. And so they'll hear what they want to hear and then look at your solution and maybe it's not exactly what you said, but that's what they heard. So it's really, really critical for you to be clear about the offer positioning and what they get and how you're solving their problem. Have an excellent customer experience and a consistently excellent customer experience. So every time they encounter you, wherever they encounter you, however they're doing business with you or interacting with you, you are at the same level of consistency of excellence on that client experience, on the journey. And make sure that you have those systems in place, that you are filling in the gaps and the weaknesses in your business. So as your business grows, as the sales get easier, as they come in, as you get better at marketing, and you've filled in all of these foundational pieces and you're growing and scaling, you can actually have the you can reap the rewards that you think you're going to get. Sometimes we think we're going to get something, but we haven't built the car the right way. So instead of taking us down the highway at 60 miles an hour, it'll only go down a dirt road at 15 miles an hour. So make sure that you're building for the goal that you want to have in your business. I do have a resource that I'd like to give you so you can look at your marketing. It is this the profit growth audit, and this will actually rate you in all seven areas of the seven pillars of profit. One of those areas is your marketing. So you can look at, you go in, you take the test. It's not a test, it's a quiz. You go in, you answer the assessment questions, rate yourself on all those areas of your business, and it will give you back a written report with numerical values associated with all those areas. So you can actually see in sort of black and white, you look at a number rating, and it'll tell you how you rank in that area. So take a look at your, take that, go ahead and take the audit, take a look at your marketing, listen back to this podcast, and make sure that you are lining your marketing up and solidifying it on the foundational side, so that when you are out there giving your message, telling the world how you can solve the problems that they have and how you are the difference maker that they need, you have a path that's clearly defined and you're going to be more effective, more successful, and you're going to change more lives. So use the profit audit, the profit growth audit. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it into our community. Our community web address is called profitconnectors.club, profitconnectors.club. That is the portal. It's free to join. You just go put your email address in there. You will get instant access to the profit growth audit, and you will also get information about all, you'll be able to see all of the podcasts that we've already done. You can listen to the podcast. You can interact with the speakers. That all their information will be in there. A lot of times our speakers will have gifts for our guests, free resources, tips, tricks, tools, and those are all available in the profitconnectors.club portal. So all you need to do is go to profitconnectors.club and you can go in there, get the profit growth audit. I encourage you to do that this week. Take the profit growth audit and look at the numbers and see where you rank in the seven pillars of profit. And if you want to talk to me, I'm always available. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me through the podcast portal, profitconnectors.club, or you can reach out to me at Sharon@SharonGaluzzo.com. That's my email address. I welcome you to send me an email and let's chat. I'd love to know what's going on in your business. And remember, when you are running your business, it is paramount that you build with clarity and lead with purpose. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.